In that last piece, none of what you were playing
was on the visual, was it? In the last piece you were playing, none of what we were watching is what you were doing right now.
Right.
You were playing against it.
But that was me filmed.
Yeah, right. I know that. I could see that, but it was you. But you were playing against what you'd already recorded.
Yeah. Some of it was coming. Some of it was over. Yeah.
Over.
It was pre-recorded.
Yeah.
Overdubbed. Yeah.
And then you were playing along
with
the music. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. It's very, it was really good. It sounded really great together. It's like a country. This is an interesting thing.
And what I have in my ear is a clip track.
Oh, I see.
So that keeps it coordinated.
Wait, can you see the video where you are?
No, fortunately not. It's really distracting.
That's what I was wondering. I said, I can't believe you can do that against your own video. It would be very confusing.
Supposed to be another piece involving piano and violin and computer, and then I got really interested in not using the computer. And so I just used the hair of your violin and the hammers of the piano. And the thing that was, this was written in 2007, I guess, and the thing that was happening that was sort of celebratory for me was that my second grandchild was just getting ready to be born as I was finishing this, and she managed to get there. And so that was a good end to that story. Oh.
I Thank you. Thank you.
about living in New York with all the wonderful musicians. I can get to play my music. And play so wonderfully. And this next group is called Maya. And it includes Satya Magalian, Jackie Carrad, harp, and John Hadfield, sometimes Paige Turner, but mostly And one of the treats is that I met all these folks living in my neighborhood, which is way uptown Manhattan in Washington Heights. And I get to walk to the rehearsals with the working schools. And the piece is actually about. It's an ultimate Manhattan piece, but it's about real estate. It was good and bad. There was the piece was I'll tell a little story while Jackie gets the place. Several years ago, as my first grandson was turning one, there was a big drama in the building where we were living. A couple of apartments got put on the market really cheap, and Jake's parents, my daughter and her husband, decided to buy one of the apartments because how could they miss it? And in the evening,